go to, back down to London. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well, sir. What do you think of this in terms of, you bring a, I always enjoy your viewpoint from the, still with the Freedom Party of Ontario?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So what do you think of this in terms of what we're doing to teach our kids about sex and the potential changes to the sex ed curriculum?
Well, it's great to be teaching kids the dangers of what might be going on the internet, and I'm in support of all of those kinds of things, as long as what they're teaching is age appropriate.
Right.
But there's one little political concept that's being slipped into this potential agenda, and I've seen representatives of the provincial government actually use this term, and it's something I've become aware of since about last November, and it's this incredibly oxymoronic concept called affirmative consent.
Oh, right. It's not absence of no means yes, it's yes means yes.
Only yes, and it must be verbal.
Yeah.
Which is...
Correct, yes.
Which is obscene. It's an absurdity. And they're slipping this in, and you cannot teach children who are not of the age of consent that yes means yes. Come on.
Okay.
Even if they say yes and they're only 8 years old, I'm sorry, that's not consent.
Certainly not. It's like the argument about, well, he signed a contract. If it's an illegal contract, it's an illegal contract.
Precisely.
It doesn't matter if someone signs it or not. But the argument is, by preparing them for later, they understand consent fully. But do you get that? I had a problem with teaching children to read body language, and I'm like, but most of us know how to read body language. Most of us know how to read facial expressions.
And some people never will figure it out.
Okay.
Because they just can't do it. You know, it comes down to, I guess, morality, you know, and this is what bothers a lot of people. Your first caller, Bob, said it's not a moral issue, it's a health and safety issue. They're kind of the same thing, because morality is about your health and your safety, ultimately, because life is the only proper standard of a morality, right?
Yeah.
And socially, and this is why we come back to the issue of consent. Consent is the moral line. Consent is the thing that determines the difference between a loving sexual relationship and potentially rape.
The other thing that's interesting,
it applies to all aspects of life, not just sex.
The other interesting thing, and I'll leave our conversation here, though, is that when we get past the age of consent, though, and I don't know anyone who is of the age that you and I are, perhaps, that don't think at some point a healthy sexual component is part of a successful relationship. That all of us strive to have, I want to have a good sex life with my partner. Of course, everyone does, don't they? So we have to teach how to get there. And the only way we can get there is to set it up from the beginning, although the points on consent are well taken. But we have to, the goal is to have healthy, one singular healthy sexual relationship, right? That's it. So let's start at an earlier age to get out. Maybe people will have a healthier sex relationship at an earlier age. Not 16, but at least 26, right? At least 26. Bob, I always appreciate your call. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tom.
Bob Metz is with the Freedom Party of Ontario and joins us regularly. Well, he just calls us, actually. 10:29 is our time. Quick break in the program. Slightly late, but back after the news with more of your thoughts on Ontario's sex ed curriculum.